And now, what is going on in North Carolina? For the second time in 2 weeks, lawmakers have been called back to the Capitol for a special session. This time, sitting Republican Governor Pat McCrory is asking legislators to repeal the controversial House Bill 2 law, known as the Bathroom Bill, which requires transgender individuals to use restrooms in most public buildings based on the gender assigned at birth. The law cost the state millions of dollars after major sporting events, including the NCAA championships, pulled out of the state. It possibly also cost Governor McCrory a second term. And in the first special session last week, lawmakers actually stripped the Democratic incoming governor, Roy Cooper, of some of his authority. Jeff Tiberius, a political reporter for Here Now, contributor to WUNC. Jeff, start with the bathroom bill and the move to get lawmakers to repeal it tomorrow. This was part of a deal. On Monday, Charlotte City Council repealed their competing ordinance that actually protects transgender people from discrimination. So how did this all happen?
It's a good question, and I think we know some of the details, but certainly not all of them, or possibly some significant ones at this point. As listeners may remember, House Bill 2 came about in a hastily called special session back in March. It came after a city ordinance, as you mentioned, from Charlotte. And there have been rumors and innuendo that there was a deal. If locally they would rescind, then the state would repeal. And we've been hearing about this for months, but it really has never been firm. The leadership, the Republican leadership at the state level, has never come forward and said, we will repeal if they rescind. Now, they've said that in the last couple of days. They've said that within the last day, they've said this deal's been on the table for months. That's not entirely accurate. They haven't really touted this plan before. But to answer your question, the city council ordinance was rescinded yesterday, contingent upon lawmakers repealing House Bill 2 in full by December 31st. So what is today, the 20th? We have 11 days to see if that happens. But that is that's the deal that evidently is going to move forward tomorrow.
Well, the legislature is controlled by Republicans. Will there be enough votes, or is everybody looking at the state's bottom line?
It's a very key question right now. A leading House Republican told me this morning that they are not certain they have the votes in that chamber, in the North Carolina House. I'm told that in the North Carolina Senate, there will be enough votes for repeal, but they are working through the House, which is the bigger of the two chambers, a more diverse Republican caucus, to find out if they have these votes. Presumably, the Democrats would vote for repeal. But the issue right now, just a few days before Hanukkah and Christmas, is that there are a number of lawmakers who are traveling. There are some lawmakers, presumably, who might be facing re-election challenges as we head toward a special election in 2017 that don't want to weigh in on this one way or the other because it could hurt them from an electoral standpoint. So we don't know how many of the 120 House members are going to be there tomorrow. So the question right now is, are there enough votes in the House to repeal? They're working on that. And what I'm told is they'll have a better idea after a caucus meeting. That's a closed door meeting this evening.
Well, you have the incoming Governor-elect Roy Cooper, a Democrat. Does he have any kind of powers like the president does of any kind of executive decision on this?
The executive powers are certainly a top of mind here after last week when the lawmakers came in and stripped the would-be Democratic governor-elect Roy Cooper. We have a Republican going out. Yeah. We have a Democrat coming in, stripped him of some of those powers. He has the power of the bully pulpit. There's nothing functional that Cooper necessarily can do at this point. He now is taking credit in terms of helping to broker this deal, convincing more of the city council members in Charlotte to be on board with this. So he gets to come out of this potentially and say, you know, I helped orchestrate this deal. And if it moves forward, I would contend that this is potentially a good moment for Republicans as well, because it looks as, though in this instant they're willing to compromise, they're willing to work with the Democratic governor. And coming out of last week when there were a lot of, there was some not so great press for the Republicans, right? Well, as they took away authority, they might get some better headlines.
Well, to talk more about that session last week, the outgoing Republican Governor Pat McCrory said he signed the legislation that would strip his Democratic successor of the governing control that he, McCrory, enjoyed. How do you do that?
I would, I guess, summarize it quickly as you were a Republican first and a governor second? And what you're talking specifically about, Robin, the current Republican governor has signed law that will significantly change the incoming Democratic governor's appointment powers, the size of the staff, the number of positions that he can have moving forward. It removes his authority over the state board of elections. So some pretty significant executive powers took place last week. And as you kind of note, there's certainly some irony in that.
Yeah. And some, as you say, it sounds like eyebrow raising. Well, a lot going on there in your state. Jeff Tabiri, political reporter for WNC. We will follow to see what happens tomorrow as legislators are asked to roll back that so-called bathroom bill there in North Carolina. Jeff, thank you.
My pleasure. Happy holidays.
You too.